folks, and welcome to another episode of the Snowy's Camping Show with Ben and Lauren. How are you, Ben?
Good, thanks.
Had a good weekend?
I did. Well, it was a day. We're a bit late filming this week, but it was a day ago. I did. Just running around after the kids.
Oh, yeah. It's Tuesday today.
Yeah, it is. Okay. But a bit of sunshine poking through now.
It's nice.
So standing outside and just looking at the flowers while the sun's on my back whenever I can.
Yeah, nice. That's a really good good call at this time of year.
Yep.
So don't forget to subscribe wherever you're listening to this podcast, whether that be through your favorite podcast app or on YouTube. Today, and also we've got the Facebook camping group, Snowy's Camping Banter. If you want to get in there and ask us some questions or just the community in general. Or,
share your camping stuff.
Whatever. Share your camping stuff. We love to see that too. So today we're going to do an episode on new gear. Now, we used to do a segment at the beginning of the episode. We sort of trialed at the beginning of the year, didn't we, where we'd sort of touch on a couple of new things that might have come through in the not too long a time ago. And I think people generally loved it, but also there was a bit of a vibe that if someone's trying to catch up on older episodes in, you know, a few years down the track, that information's not really relevant.
Yep.
And also people who don't really care about new gear have to listen to 15 minutes of us talking about stuff they're not interested in before they get to the meat of the episode. And that's fair call, right?
We discussed that.
Yeah.
We try it.
Just give it a go and see what happens.
So we've wound back.
We have.
Not doing that anymore.
No, as you may or may not have noticed. So today what we're going to do instead is just the random odd occasional episode when we've got some cool stuff coming through or things that we think, hey, you guys might know about this or might not know about this or didn't know that we had it. So one of the coolest things.
There's quite a few cool things on this
list.
There
is actually quite a few cool things.
Interesting. We've had some good stuff come through.
Why don't you take it away with the first one?
Well, the first one, and I'm actually hoping to get some product videos done later today on this. So
awesome.
Hopefully by the time this episode goes live, our product pages on our website will have some
actual videos as well,
And the brand itself has got good videos anyway, but Tie Gear it's one of those things I think we probably looked at before and you go, it's just a guy rope and, geez, it's expensive.
Yeah.
And then you play with it and you go, oh, that's
this
pretty
is
cool.
Very cool.
And it's been a while since I had a play with that and I meant to do it before this episode here today, but it's just, in a nutshell, a really – easy to use functional guy rope.
Yeah.
Tough.
Very heavy duty.
Yep.
Because I took a, you know, because I have moved into a slightly different role behind the scenes at Snowy's here where I've been picking up some extra work and helping our product upload manager get gear online. And so I popped all the Tire Gear stuff up. And part of that was being able to take home this little sort of demo kit. So when I was putting it up online, I was actually able to sort of play with it and touch feel it, which I love to do.
Yep.
And it keeps, you know, keeps your finger on the pulse with new gear and all that jazz. Anyway, and then my partner got home and he's like, oh God, what's this? And was like, these are amazing. And it's one of those things where you think they are expensive in the sense of I can't even remember how much they are per guy rope, but they are something that you look at, I guess, similar to hex pegs. Sometimes people look at the hex pegs and go, Jesus, like, you know, $15 for a peg.
Yeah.
But then they have them for 20 years and they're bomb proof and they revolutionize the way that they camp, you know. So if they're the right product for you, the investment is definitely worth it.
They're probably at least four times the price of anything similar.
Yeah,
I would
but
say.
There's nothing. In my experience, there's nothing that is actually similar. And that's the thing with the Tire Gear. It's essentially a singular guy rope system that has a, what is it? It's got like a small little UV mesh bag that stores any excess guy rope. And it's got like
And it's not just mesh. It's a high quality mesh.
Like
it's a tough
like
mesh
super
bag.
High
it's, not,
quality.
It's not a second thought. It's a high quality mesh
very,
storage pocket.
Very, everything is very sort of considered and heavy duty and UV resistant and everything, like a lot of thought's gone onto it. And then it has like a cast aluminium tensioner and it's really, I think it's 300 kilos is the rope strength on them as well.
Right?
And then you can get these soft straps, which are like a hardcore bungee cord instead of like a trace spring. And the whole system is pretty incredible. I'd say it's probably going to be a little bit overkill for someone who's just doing, you know, tent camping for the most part, fair weather tent camping and things like that. But they're a really great option for people who have maybe more heavy duty tourers, or they're doing beach camping, or you've got big awnings and things like that. And you just want to peg them down and secure them and know that even if a hurricane comes over, I mean, you know, I'm not going to say 100% you'll be safe in a hurricane, but they're essentially that's what they're geared for.
I think you're right.
Hardcore support year round.
Yeah. Best for heavy duty awnings, heavy duty tents, caravan, privacy screens, and setting up tarps. Something you'll spend a bit on first up, but makes setting that up so much easier because you don't get all the guy ropes that are hanging out, getting tangled up. They don't slip. They're easier to tighten up.
And super versatile with those stretchy, the soft springs as well. You can wrap them around your bull bars. You can wrap them around tow balls. You can wrap them around, you know, your caravan awning barrel, even if you don't have anchor points. They're very versatile.
And much easier to pack than tray springs.
Yeah.
The tray springs are really affordable and do a great job.
Yeah.
If you've got six of them, it's quite a chunk to stuff in a bag with a heap of eye ropes and things.
Yeah.
These are just soft straps that'll easily pack in a stuff bag. Yeah. A stuff bag.
And they do come with a really good gear bag as well.
That's Thai gear.
So
next one.
Thai gear. Next one. Now, this is, I think, probably one of the coolest inventions that I've seen, especially come out of Australia, because it's Australian. I think from memory, it's a bunch of engineering mates or mates who are engineers who've designed this brand, and it's made in Australia as well as being Australian owned and designed. And we talk a lot about awnings in the past. We've covered awnings in episodes and whether or not you go with a gazebo or an awning, and if you have an awning on your car and then it's your daily driver and then it adds weight and, you know, all of that sort of stuff. I would say when you're looking at a vehicular awning, realistically, the only cons are that it's on your car all the time and it's heavy.
Yep.
So Rax Brax, which is the brand, have come up with this amazing bracket system, which ultimately is a quick release for the awning on the side of your vehicle. And then you can have these wall mounts. So you can literally just go lift, click, awning off, click, you know, push down, awning mounted on the wall in your shed.
Yep.
Off you go with your daily driver. Next time you want to go camping, lift, click, you know, click, push down on your vehicle.
Yep.
And to me, that's revolutionary.
It's
in
one
terms
of
an idea.
Simple. Why didn't I think of that moments, isn't it? Because you go, well, that's actually a really good idea. Like you said to me, because in the past, people who've watched this before know that I took my awning off my car because I didn't use it enough to warrant. It's like it's only 13 or 15 kilos, but I figure that's 10 plus liters of water I can carry without putting extra weight in my car. So it sits in my shed on top of my shelving. You said, does this mean your awning is going to go back on your car if you had a set of Rax Brax? And it would mean I would, if I was going to invest the money, then I would get a set just so that I could use it when I needed it.
Yeah.
And also so that I could store it for the most part, and let's face it, probably 80%+ of the time, you're already sitting on the car in the weather. And it doesn't really need to be. It's not being used. It's just there because it's hard to get off.
Yep.
This means for that 80% of the time, you can take your awning, store it in your shed.
Yeah.
It doesn't get UV or water damage. And you just take it out when you need to use it.
Yeah. And they have like a lockable version of the bracket as well. Like if you've got a sealed carport, you probably wouldn't need to worry about the lockable element. But if you've just got an open a garage, whatever, but if you've got a carport that's more open, you can get lockable brackets, which mean you can't physically have your awning flogged off the wall of your shed or whatever. And you can also get them lockable on your car. And then there's also flexibility, not in the range specifically that we carry, because obviously we're camping specific, but you can get little components that if you're a tradie, for example, and you're carrying a big piece of storage pipe on the side of your vehicle during the week, you just click that off and click your awning on, and they use exactly the same brackets and they're interchangeable and they cover, like, I think my awning's a super peg. It's 38 kilos or something. It's one of the heaviest ones around. They even have the like extra heavy duty brackets that cover that. And for a lot of people, when they're investing in the awning, that element is the one thing that makes them decide either what awning they're going to go with or if they're going to go with an awning at all.
And the cost when you got that much money spent on the yeah. I can't remember the cost of the Superpeak awning, but it's not a cheap investment.
Not a cheap investment.
And you don't really want to just have it sitting in your car. Well, you have to have it sitting in your car unless you can easily take yep. it on and off, or you're willing to invest the time to undo all the bolts and brackets and everything yep. and take it on
exactly,
and off.
Exactly, which is very time consuming. Yeah. And I think that the Racksprax, again, they're another product sort of similar to the Tigear where they are an investment, but the manufacturing quality of them and the way that the brand backs them up, you can be sure that that's pretty much going to outlive you. And they also have quick release for Max tracks and recovery boards and things like that, quick release mounting things. So it's a very, very cool idea.
There's lots of brackets. I know you look like you've been tearing your hair out a bit trying to work out how all the combinations work, but hopefully you put yeah. it together like a jigsaw puzzle and
yeah,
it'll make
sense.
Yeah,
once you get your head around it, it definitely makes sense, and hopefully we've done the right sort of job of presenting that for you folks as well when you're online and want to have a look.
So they're probably two of the cooler brands that we've got on this list. But moving on, a slightly simpler product release from a brand that we love, and that's OzTent, but they've yeah. just brought out some storage bags, and we've got quite a few good storage options in our range now at Snowy's. Blacksmith is yeah. an Australian made option. I haven't come prepared. There was another brand that we had. Aussie Outback supplies for a while. I don't know if we still got those.
No, but we've got things like in terms of smaller storage, like Exped have got like smaller storage for sort of lighter weight packing cells, things like that. Of course, you've got Cedar Summer with all your stuff bags and things, but Blacksmith really do, in terms of draw bags, they sort of dominate that space, and rightly so. There's very sort of few brands that can compete with Blacksmith, in my opinion.
But these OzTent ones are
but the OzTent storage
slightly different as well.
Yeah, they're different, but the OzTent storage ones are, well, they can actually be used on any tent, like or awning or anything where you sort of have a crossbar, but they're primarily designed in mind for the RV and RX tents. And when you know those tents, or SVs as well, whatever, there's those sections either side of the door, and you can – they're like long, big hanging strips, and they can hold a huge amount of weight, like something like 15, 20 kilos or things. And there's one that's all shelving, and then there's one that's all pockets. And the amount of gear that you can fit in there is astronomical. So they're nearly how tall, max head height of the RVs is, but just about.
At the entry side, it's about 185. I can stand or just over it. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're like, I think they're like 170 or 180 meters tall and about maybe 30 or 40 centimeters wide. You can hang them inside the tent or outside the tent on either door. But they connect with like a big Velcro loop thing over the top. So you could use them hanging up from an awning, or you could use them from another tent.
So there's quite a range of this OzTent storage, but you're talking about those vertical hanging cupboard
things. Yeah, because I think they're a really cool idea, because they pack up really small and compact, and they really negate the need for anybody to potentially have, you know, like those five level folding things for clothes or other pieces of furniture, because they're really that versatile.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that I started out thinking about all the other stuff in that range, because at the same time they released this, and we've mentioned another one further down, there was like storage cells and also paper towel storage dry bags and toilet paper storage dry bags, and it's quite well considered and well made storage solutions. And part of that, I haven't had a close look at the ones you're talking about, but they're long vertical things.
Very, very cool. Next one.
Moving on. This feels a bit silly saying that one of these brands is new to Snowy's, and it's not technically new. We've had it before. It disappeared, and probably for many years, for reasons we won't go into here now, we haven't had a part of the range, but we've been saying, why have we not? It seems crazy.
Mm.
We haven't got this on our shelves. And it's Nalgene bottles.
Yeah.
Which is like a staple. It's like at an outdoor
people
shop.
People are probably like, what are you talking about?
It's like if you had to just put one thing on the shelf to open with, it'd be a Nalgene bottle.
Yeah, in and out. Yeah, right? For sure. Like those wide mouth 1 litre bottles.
And we said like, that, and I haven't even got my water bottle here today. We haven't got one on them.
But they're literally – everybody
like
knows
institution.
Them. Institution yep. within outdoor camping and all that sort of jazz.
The materials changed over the years. I remember when I sold Nalgene many, many years ago, like over a decade ago, it was all BPA plastics, right? Polycarbonate, tough stuff. And then they moved to this Triton copolyester, which is BPA free. And now it's, I've come unprepared again. There's a new name for the material that they use now, but it's another resin. Mm. Obviously, it's an improvement on the last one. I'm not sure what the issue with the last one was.
I don't know either. I've come unprepared for that. But I'm surely I'm not the only one out there who just can't get enough drink bottles. You know, it's just one of those things where you just, you see, I have a whole cupboard full, but you know, some of the colors in the Nalgene range that we've got now, they're just so cool. Yeah. And it's like, no, I want one of those because you can never have enough drink bottles.
Jim, but a slight tangent here. With Matildas have just, we're recording this the weekend after the Matildas have just,
Coming fourth, which is a great achievement.
Oh, I'm so excited about it. Like my daughter's ready to drop all her other sports and play soccer now. It's such a great thing for women's sport. But my younger daughter said, well, someone at school has got a Matilda's water bottle and it's got all these things on it and I really want one. And I look at the cupboard and I'm like, I want to get you a water. It's not an expensive investment. I want you to be like your friends, but we don't need another water bottle.
We don't need another water bottle.
We use 10% of what's in the cupboard already. The rest is sitting at the back. And Anyway.
You need to adopt the one in, one out rule.
Yeah.
If you've got enough stuff and you want to bring something in, you got to take something out.
Yeah. I guess I need a Nalgene bottle now in the new material because I've got one in each of the other materials. Now I need the new one. All do the same thing though, right?
Well, you can't get a new Nalgene bottle if she can't get a Matilda's bottle. That's a bit, you know,
what if it's a bit hypocritical. I could just get a one. There might be a Nalgene bottle in Matilda's colours.
It probably
that
would
be a good trade-off.
That would be a great trade-off.
But also on the hydration water
drink bottle type thing.
Grail GeoPress have just come out, not a new product, but new colours in the range. I don't think there's been any updates to the product.
Though. Part of me thinks that there's potentially been a little bit of an upgrade to the filter, but don't take me as gospel on that one.
So but for those who don't know.
Grail come out with some really cool colours and I have a Grail water bottle and I'm like, oh, maybe we might need another Grail water bottle.
It's like the outdoor handbag, right? And either a Nalgene or a Grail or one in each hand.
Working here is fantastic, but it's also such a burden.
But so for those who don't know, the Grail or GeoPress are all-in-one filter and water bottle. So you fill up the bottom vessel and then the top vessel has got the filter and you push it down in there. It plunges through the filter into the part that you can drink it. So
really great for hikers, but I also know there's a few people that I know who do – I mean, it's not for everyone, but hunters, you know, in New South Wales and Victoria and stuff, then they go out for a couple of days. A couple of them have those bottles because if they have to drink boar water or something like that, if they've got like a local pump station or you know, like a standpipe or something that they have access to, it's a really handy thing to have.
Good for travel too. All in one.
Really great for travel, yeah.
Now, next one, I don't like chainsaws. I'll just say that and then I'll park it and move on. We've got some chainsaw bags in the range. Never had chainsaw bags before, but 23-0 and also part of that storage bag range that we talked about before, Austin have brought one out as well.
Yes.
If I did have a chainsaw, I'd be quite happy carrying around in one of these bags. I've had a good look at the 23-0 one, made really heavy duty with nice stiff canvas and space inside to carry probably if you had a small fuel canister or spare chain lube and all of those sort of things.
Yeah.
Haven't had a good look at the Austin one yet, but hey,
the Austin one comes in two sizes. The 23-0 one is specifically sort of chainsaw shaped. It's not even in any way. And we've got the schematics up there and it fits a huge range of chainsaws. But you know, there's also extra space for chains and oils and petrol and whatever you want.
Yep.
It's in there, servicing kit, whatever. The Austin one still has little storage pockets and things like that, but it's not as sort of shaped specifically to a chainsaw, even though it sort of does have that look about it. You'll see if you check out the bags online, you'll sort of see what I'm talking about there. But heavy duty canvas on the 23-0 one, but interestingly enough, Austin have chosen to make theirs out of PVC and the whole bag.
Okay.
And so one of the sort of selling points that they've made with that PVC material is that it's not permeable. And so if you're carrying your chainsaw in the car, it's going to limit the amount of petrol fumes or fumes that can come out of the chainsaw bag because it's mostly trapped by that PVC material,
right?
Which I thought was a pretty interesting idea.
The 2301, I did a video on it just a week or two ago, and I have a feeling it's actually PVC lined on the inside.
It does
anyway.
Have, yeah, it does have a lining in it. Yeah. I do think so, yeah.
And the next one is, I really like these. I did product videos on these recently. Yeah. And with a lot of these products that are not kind of, we'll mention the brand shortly, but the brand that's, you know, the pinnacle, I suppose, in this range, there's a lot of the products that are, you put together and you think, oh, look, it's good for the price, but I'm not sure how that's going to go.
Yeah, yeah.
These ones buck the trend a little bit. And what we're talking about is compact camp chairs. The brand that most people will know is Helinox.
Correct.
And they do lightweight hiking style chairs. But in recent years, they've also made some larger format ones for camping. And I use them for camping because I'm all about compact.
They're a brilliant chair, but they are a big investment and it's expensive. Very much out of a lot of people's price range.
Yeah. So you can fit two or three of these at pack size into one sort of quad fold chair.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're talking $200 plus per chair. Now, Wonderlite is the brand.
Yeah.
I brought out two chairs. One of which is probably hiking based, so probably more for day hikes. I wouldn't take it for long treks or anything. And also one that's camping based. And they've also got a table. And they're really well priced and they feel really well made. Now, it's a new brand to us, so we don't have a lot of history in it. So the way they look, the way they feel, the way they're put together, feel like they're well considered.
I've sat in them in the office as well and had a bit of a play with them and jiggled around and they feel –
they feel good.
They feel good. Yeah. And I mean, I think obviously there's a lot of people who are potentially like, oh, it's just a Helinox ripoff. And the reality is it is. And any chairs realistically of that sort of style are, you know, taking a leaf out of Helinox's book, I guess, is what you can say.
Well, at the end of the day, it needs four legs. And two things and to support the back.
How much
and
variation can you get in
you
if you're
far.
Making a chair? Yeah. Like, but I guess the point that I'm trying to make with that is that camping gear and accessibility to camping gear and affordability to camping gear is what gets people out and enjoying camping and enjoying nature and experiencing that. And not everybody can afford Helinox. Those who can and have invested in Helinox will know that it is 100% worth the investment and you're going to have a product that will literally outlive you most likely. But that still doesn't change the fact that not a lot of people can actually afford that.
Yep.
And so having alternative options that provide people with a similar camping experience or a similar smaller packing thing or reduce those potential limitations that they have to having a good set of kit, it's great in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the time, I don't know about your experience, but I know a lot of people who've started out using things like the Explore Planet Earth Pegasus range or something like the Wonderlite. And I think we did have another brand at some stage that did something similar.
Austral did some as well for a while.
Yeah, Austral. And there was another one it had a little butterfly logo.
Oh, A-Lite.
Yep. So there are a few brands out there that do varying price points that do something similar. And a lot of people who've had those chairs really loved them but wished that certain things about them were a little bit different. But then so from that point, they have invested in a Helinox afterwards because they can see the value of the product in an affordable way and then they understand that the value is worth it for the Helinox. So I don't mind.
The main difference really is, you know, like with the Wonderlite, you're not buying a cheaper product necessarily. You're not, what you're not investing in is the same DAC quality frame that comes with the Wonderlite, the injected or probably glass nylon reinforced glass hubs that all go together really nicely. I would say the reinforcements on the corners of the Helinox, probably the quality of the materials is maybe going to outlast that's not costing as much. But for the Wonderlite, you're paying less, so you're not you're still going to get the life out of it for what you pay for it. It just makes it more affordable. The frame goes together slightly differently. There's a few more little bits that kind of doesn't have quite the polish of the Helinox ones, but for the price of these and
I think
the comfort,
they're great. Yeah.
I think they're going to be really popular.
I guess people, if you're looking at cars, people understand you can, you know, invest in a Toyota Corolla or you can invest in a, I don't know, what's a fancy car?
BMW.
Like a BMW or a, Porsche or something, like Volkswagen. Yeah, I've got a Volkswagen. Love it. Anyway, but the Corolla is still a bloody great car.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you pay more, there's a lot more in terms of the design and the engineering and the just the little things, and that's sort of like the difference.
Yeah. If you can afford it, go Helinox.
Yeah.
If Helinox is out of your price range, have a look at the Wonderlite range. Really great option. There's two chairs.
Yeah.
The table is really cool too.
The table is excellent.
Yeah. If you want a small compact table.
Even just a picnic table packs up super small.
Yep.
Brilliant idea. Anyway.
Next one. I'll let you do this one. I think I've jumped in and announced each one. I'll let you have one.
I probably have. I will. Doesn't matter. But the Zempire full range, we've had a lot of questions about this for a while. And a few years ago, we did have quite a large range of Zempire stuff. And then sort of over the COVID period, and everyone went through a bit of crazy time over the last couple of years. And we sort of dropped back on a lot of the Zempire stuff. And we've had so many inquiries like, are you getting this back in? Are you going to get this range? If you get this 10, are you going to get the ground sheet? And what about the roof cover? And, you know, all of that sort of jazz. So Zempire's back in full force with Snowies, and not everything's up online yet. We're working really hard to get that that all up online, but it's pretty exciting and it feels good.
Zempire's a great brand to work with, and we do bang on about them in quite a lot of episodes, but yeah. The products are great, and we they're really great people to work with. I did a big shoot with them. They come to see us, and we did a big shoot with them the other day on a bunch of tents.
That was very impressive, that linking system.
Yeah, it's really well thought out. If you like group camping, you want to set up base camp for a long time in any climate and have multiple families or friends kind of all linked together.
Yep.
They've got this whole they labeled it the Link Living System, which I think we sort of made up on the day when we were putting it together. And we said, oh, what should we call this? But you can join a gazebo, which is their aero base, airfield aero base with air pole tents, and a link that goes in between the two to create weatherproof joins between them all. But on top of that, just the tents just work. They're so those air tents are so easy to put up and so durable. And we're still working to quash the concerns around what if my air pole goes flat. But you know, I'd rather my air pole went flat and didn't tear my tent than my steel pole bent and tore a hole in my tent, because then I've got a pole and a hole to fix. Whereas if it's an air pole, I've just got a air pole to fix.
And also, you know, as we've said a lot of times, I'd rather my air pole go flat and it not really make any difference to my tent at all.
Yeah.
You know, because of how they do the framework and the structures. Yeah. It's like if one thing is compromised, generally the tent still maintains its structure.
Well, they've got isolation valves through their big tents.
It's so rare. Like, I think in the whole time that we've had Zempire, I think I've maybe heard of three people having issues with their poles going flat, and all of them were attributed to human error.
Well, if you think about it, the chances of getting a puncture are down to the bit that touches the ground, right?
Yeah.
And there's probably a 10 centimeter diameter for each pole, and that's on top of two or three layers of fabric.
Yeah. And so, one of those is a pretty hardcore, like heavy weave sort of puncture sort of proof type thing.
So they're the bits that are in touch with the ground. The rest of it's probably human error where you've twisted a pole or you've not thought about it, but the technology in the pole has gone a long way now. We've actually got some air poles that I'm going to – we'll ask the group to do. They've given us some poles and said try and destroy them.
Yeah.
My biggest concern
I'm really looking forward to that, to be honest.
My biggest concern is the noise it's going to make if it pops. I've blown it up so tight we have this massive boom.
Betting that we probably won't be able to make it pop. But
well, apparently we break the pump before – they sent me a pump and some poles and said go your hardest. So
That's going to be fun. That's going to be real fun. Anyway.
Moving on, last one. I didn't know this was coming out. And at the point of filming this, recording this – it's on a to get online list, I think.
Yes. And
so hopefully it's online by the time
this goes. It should be online by the time this one goes on.
But this is pretty cool.
Very cool.
300 watt portable folding solar. Is that the lifestyle one? Is that what it is? The grey?
It's a hardcore one. I believe it's the croc skin and it's 300 watt.
Right.
So it is up on Hardcore's website and it has a 20 amp solar regulator with it.
I'm going
instead
to look
of a 15-amp one?
I assumed you knew which one it was, but because I found one here that's like their lifestyle one. You know how they've got
– if you just type hardcore 300W
we're just having a conversation between ourselves here, like we've forgotten the rest of the
– No, everyone's
– see this here? 300 watt solar panel blanket.
Is that the Lifestyle one? I swear there was a croc skin one. Well, now see, I'm going to eat my words. You're going to embarrass me on international podcast.
You've not come international. Airways. That sounds pretty special.
So
you've
well, come, we do actually have some international listeners, which I think is very cool.
You've come completely unprepared. Anyway, long story short, Hardcore have now brought out a 300 watt, 20 amp, it's got a 20 amp regulator, 300 watt portable solar panel. Which is pretty exciting because it's always good to buy as much solar as you can because you're going to get more power even when the light's low.
Yeah. I think the advancements of solar as well mean that the cells are more efficient and you can get a larger capacity panel without having to add a huge amount of extra area per se to your solar panels. Yep. I mean, that's why people who have solar panels on their roofs, on their houses, like they might have got a whole system 5 years ago and now they're upgrading because for exactly the same amount of space, they can double their wattage.
Yeah.
And obviously with the prevalence of solar and accessibilities of that increasing, people are sort of, you know, buying more and more 12 volt gear and there's more and more 12 volt accessories and things out and about there that people can use with camping. And so their power consumptions potentially are going to be greater than a fridge that may have been the only thing that someone might have used. You know, people might have had battery powered lanterns or gas lanterns and a 12 volt fridge. But nowadays people have 12-volt lighting systems, 12-volt fridges, 12-volt, I don't know, like
we can generate
music
more power,
players. And,
just, and what yeah. we use to run off that power is using less power, so we're able to live longer off the grid.
You're right. So I think it is Lifestyle.
Just a regular one, but that's not to say they won't bring out a croc skin one as well. But this is 17, just over 17 amps working current. I think the 200 watts at 11 point something,
11.1, I'm pretty sure.
Current. So like that's pretty exciting for a compact thing to be able to have in the back of your car.
And it looks like it's actually new. It's not the original Lifestyle blanket.
It doesn't say Lifestyle.
No, the original Lifestyle solar panels that people might know Hardcore for is looks like it's to be a clearance. So the new version that has a 300 watt, it's also got a 250 watt and a 200 watt. So there's a couple of bits of versatility there. It looks like similar maybe to the old Lifestyle panels, but it's had a complete overhaul.
And it's got like 12 panels, so it folds up to a
bit smaller.
It's like a suitcase type size.
Anyway,
so
check that out.
Clearly we've not actually looked at this. We just went, that's pretty cool. Let's tell everyone about it, but let's not do any research before we tell them about it. We'll just get them excited and say, go find out for yourself. But we will get this online and we'll do some research. Yes. And if you've got any questions, obviously we're there to answer Q&As online.
Well, you'll probably do a video on this as well because you did the other ones. It'll be good to see what you think about them.
Yeah, it would be good, yeah, because we compared the 200 watts croc skin one with the 200 watt Lifestyle, which are pretty good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty exciting.
So I know you said it was the last one, but actually there's a bit of a surprise and this one is really exciting.
Are we allowed to mention this?
We are, and I checked.
Have we got the go ahead?
Yeah, we've got the go ahead.
Cool.
So because Darchi have it on their website now.
Oh, well, it's –
but it's pre-order.
Knowledge.
It's sort of, yeah, I guess so. But if you don't know, because obviously a lot of people don't know necessarily to sort of, it's not like everyone's sitting at home checking out all these different camping brands' websites all the time just in case.
So if we don't have it on, then no one knows about it, right?
No, that's not what I'm saying, but I guess it's one of those things that if you, for the majority.
I was being sarcastic.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Right. Anyway,
everyone's going, what is it?
Yeah. So a double stretcher. Without a central bar.
Yeah.
There's only one other that we know by a brand called Cool Kind. But now Darchi have decided to take everything that they know about their existing XL stretcher, which is awesome and well-loved and smashes it as a swag combo stretcher, and they've put it into a double one without that central bar. Now, if you're someone who uses a double swag because you want to snuggle up to your partner or because you just like a lot of extra room, you'll know that a double stretcher is a limitation for you often because of that central bar, and it can make using it with a double swag very, very uncomfortable. Even just if you don't use a swag and you just want to sleep on a double stretcher, with
you need to have your two hubby
or
mates,
your missus or really? Your significant other, and you want like a decent cuddle, and you can't do it because there's a bloody big bar in the middle. So this is really great, and we're really excited, and we're really looking forward to having this, which should be landing. It's a still a little way off yet. Should be landing sometime early November. And
have you had a good look at it?
I've had a good look at it, and we should be getting a demo one at some stage really soon, so we can get some video and some content and test it out and stuff before it physically sort of lands for sale. But I'm really excited about it. I think it might be on a lot of people's Christmas lists.
It'd be really interesting to see, because I know the Coolcoin one was quite complex to set up. It required some really you had to tension a lot of straps and that sort of thing. I think it worked.
Yeah.
Daichi aren't giving anything away.
They're not giving
on this
anything
website
away.
Here about
so that's
how
why
this
we're
works.
Very excited to just get our hands on one and, you know, do our very best.
I'm looking. Oh no, hang on. They have got some images. So it does look like there's some tensioning.
But again,
it
will
to
be
it,
interesting to see how they've done it, because one of the main issues without having a bar is, of course, the tensioning. And when you're sleeping on a stretcher and the material is going to sag and soften over time, and you essentially just don't want it to become this giant, big, saggy hammock. So it'll be very cool to see that in real life. And we're very excited about it and hope that you guys out there are as well, because it does very frequently come up in conversation.
It looks like they've got 5 tensioning straps on the end to try and
sweep. So, all right.
But it'd be good to try it.
Very
tighten
good.
It up and line it and see if you it sags to the middle.
Because I'm one of those people that have been skeptical of that concept in the past. Mm. So I'm really looking forward to getting my hands on it.
Cool. That's all we've got for new gear.
Yeah, let us know what you think. If anybody out there has already have this gear and tries it out and loves it, let us know what you think.
That's it.
Catch you next week.
For listening. We'll see you next time.